You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today's guest, once again, is David Stern, founder and president of Precise Corporate Staging, a leading provider of technical support and audiovisual equipment to the entertainment and corporate events industry. David built his company on years of experience touring with rock's legends that include Bon Jovi and Meatloaf. David, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Always good to have you, Dave. So first of all, for those that may have missed our past interviews here on Enterprise Radio, give us a brief overview, if you would, of your business and your role as president of the company.
Basically, our company supplies sound, video, and lighting for concerts, special events, corporate meetings. We travel all over the U.S. to support that, and we do a lot of charity work supporting the charities to raise funds for kids.
And, you know, many experts are saying that our economy is improving. Is that true in your industry, and how has the economy impacted your industry over the last few years?
Well, the economy isn't getting any better. Basically, it's just talk. If everybody notices, all the grocery prices are going up, but their paychecks are not going up. It's a very tight margin. Prices are raising on consumers. However, it's very tough in our business to raise our prices. Corporations are cutting back budgets for their corporate meetings.
And what do you feel are the biggest challenges facing small business owners today like yourself?
Biggest challenge is Washington, D.C. Basically, if you read the article, every 3 hours a new federal regulation comes out for corporations. So with that type of mentality in Washington, wanting to tax, not helping business, it's very hard to squeak out a profit with, you know, the taxing side and corporations covering. And then now with Obamacare, it's also a challenge because of the cost of medical for the employees.
Yeah, I totally agree there. And what would be your biggest concern as a small business owner yourself?
The biggest concern is getting squeezed. All the governments, states, Washington, and the country, they just keep spending money they don't have. So they keep trying to raise taxes and tag on fees. And it's very hard as a business to pass those costs along, so then your profit margin shifts and shrinks. So it's a matter of getting somebody in the government wanting to help businesses grow.
Today, once again, we are joined by David Stern, the founder and president of Precise Corporate Staging, a leading provider of technical support and audiovisual equipment to the entertainment and corporate events industry here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, despite the challenging economic times, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has awarded Precise Corporate Staging the Dream Big Small Business of the Year. Congratulations on that, award and achievement for two consecutive years. To what do you attribute your success to?
A lot of our success comes from helping the communities. We just came back from Palm Desert for Patrick Warburn's Golf for Kids event, which helps St. Jude's Hospital. We've done a lot of work with Alice Cooper with his Solid Rock Foundation. We've done Chuck Brennan School of Rock, where he built a center where kids can come in, take lessons, learn recording up in Sioux Falls for the Boys and Girls Club of Sioux Falls. We like giving back to the charities that help the kids, because with the way governments work, they've taken so much out of the school where you used to have music lessons, art classes. Now you don't have that. The kids don't have anything to gravitate towards. I was in the theater program in high school, and that's where I started working with sound and lighting. And that helped me gravitate towards that to make a living. The schools don't have a lot of that now because they're cutting it out because they don't have the money for it.
Interesting. So what would you say is ahead for Precise Corporate Staging this year?
We're doubling our entertainment side, so we're doing a lot more festivals in the summer. We do Country USA, Rock USA, Sturgis Buffalo Chip. We're doing Rib Fest this year, which helps the Boys and Girls Club of Sioux Falls. And we have a few tours going out in the fall for some major artists.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Precise Corporate Staging online?
Basically, our website is www.pcstaging.com. We have an office in Tempe, Arizona, and one in Atlanta, Georgia.
Great locations. In conclusion, if you had to give advice to someone starting a business in your industry today, what would you tell them?
Basically, you would have to be growing small in the beginning. One of the biggest downfalls of 08, 09 was banks stopped loaning to companies. Everything is an SBA loan, which comes with a hefty price to the government for the loan. And so there's no personal credit anymore in businesses. It's all the small businesses have to do SBA loans. So it's going to be a slow growth, but if we get a shift in Washington, we might be able to get a pro-business government going.
Certainly do hope that does come into play very soon. David, always good to have you, and thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you, Eric, and it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Likewise, we've been speaking with David Stern, founder and president of Precise Corporate Staging, a leading provider of technical support and audio-visual equipment to the entertainment and corporate events industry. And once again, the website of reference is pcstaging.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.